Once at a soup kitchen in a church in central Johannesburg, Emma O'Brien witnessed a scene she knew would instantly shatter several misconceptions about homeless people.
There's a guy in the soup kitchen queue lying down reading Great Expectations.
O'Brien wanted to take a photo of the destitute man devouring the famous book by British novelist Charles Dickens. It was, after all, potentially an award-winning picture. But her camera remained in her bag, and she left the church.
That's the photograph I will always regret not having taken, because it was just... Really?
A church official didn't want O'Brien to photograph the homeless people. She says she had to respect his wishes. She's far removed from the general image of photographers as ruthless and selfish in their pursuit of that perfect shot. A few months ago, O'Brien met a woman at a hospital in the DRC.
Her lips had been amputated with a machete. Her husband and three of her children had been killed in front of her. One can assume she'd also been raped.
A surgical mask hid the woman's mutilated mouth. O'Brien wanted to photograph the wound to highlight the kinds of horrific injuries suffered by victims of the DRC strife. But medical workers weren't comfortable with this, prompting O'Brien to reconsider her request for the woman to remove the mask.
And they weren't too happy about it. And I thought, you know what, actually, I don't think I'm too happy about it, because I think she would end up then being a bit of a spectacle. And actually, we're not looking at exhibits in a zoo here. These are people who have feelings and who've been through huge trauma.
So actually, she says she realized she had a duty to protect the woman's dignity and to take a photo that told a story in the kindest way possible for her. O'Brien donates some of her profits to organizations helping the vulnerable people she photographs. She says she feels compelled to do this, since she always forms bonds with her subjects.
It's wrong of me to have done that and then not use it for kind of greater good, if that makes sense. It would be wrong of me to go out taking pictures of homeless people and then selling them to big corporates and making a load of money and being like, oh, cheers. It just doesn't sit with me.
And I actually O'Brien describes her work in the DRC as the most emotionally grueling of her career. She says the Central African country is tense, scary and crazy, with weapons of war everywhere.
Loads of UN guys in tanks and everything driving around, and also lots of like lorry loads of Congolese soldiers, and a lot of them hanging around on street corners and like bunches of them, and they are quite frightening. We saw one guy who stood, he had like a backpack on his front with four rocket launchers just shoved in it. And you think, I hope he doesn't trip and fall. You know, because it's going to be really...
O'Brien put herself at the centre of this chaos after seeing a TV report about the rape of women in the DRC.
And, you know, some of these women were on crutches because they're raped so badly that they can't walk properly anymore. And I just can just remember thinking at the time, I'm going to go there at some point.
She says she'll never forget some of the people she photographed in the DRC, like the woman with a large tumour on her jaw carrying her toddler son. They'd fled their village when rebels attacked it.
And we said to her, is this your only child? And she said, no, I had six children, but I lost five of them. And like, lost them, they're gone, don't know where they are.
A striking aspect of O'Brien's work in dangerous, impoverished places where human suffering is the norm is that many of her subjects are smiling. She maintains that her photographs wouldn't be as powerful if they focused on trauma. And by showing people smiling, despite the horror they've endured, O'Brien's images prove that her subject's humanity endures. She adds that some of the smiles in her DRC photographs were entirely at her own expense.
Some of these women we met have had terrible things happen to them. However, they'll still have a bit of a giggle about your terrible pronunciation of smile in Swahili. You know, a lot of the Congo pictures that you'll see, it's just we've been trying to say to people to smile in Swahili, and they've fallen about laughing because it just doesn't work with the British accent. I don't know what it sounds like, but it's...
O'Brien says the driving force behind her art is the exploration of other people's realities.
I'm doing something I feel is very important. I'm documenting stories of people who actually are in the middle of a village in Africa that nobody would ever know about. They're of equal importance to you and I. They have equally as much to say.
Emma O'Brien's photographs give faces and voices to people who otherwise would remain invisible, unheard. But above all, where most would see only defeat and despair, O'Brien's work is an overwhelming demonstration of the triumph of the human spirit. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.